Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Pitch Talk.
We are fans of football dropping vlogs, videos and podcasts on the beautiful game.
Check out our videos on YouTube and Instagram's IGTV,
including special feature segments,
5 minutes with the G,
the straight shooting view,
coaching with JBK. We produce, record and edit video content
and audio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Verbal, Podomatic,
Anchor,
Spotify
and other podcast platforms.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
and www.pitch-talk.com.
The pitch is where we eat.
The pitch is where we sleep.
And the pitch is where we talk. Pitch Talk podcasts and videos are brought to you in association with LE Bikes. Begin your journey into electric bikes. Visit lebikes.co.uk. Welcome to
the Straight Shooting View.
Hey everybody, what is up? My name is Straight Shooting LJ and welcome to another episode of the Straight Shooting View. Now, I want to discuss two things here, which dovetail into each other, but basically fall under one umbrella. And that is gambling and gambling bans. It was announced on April 13th, 2023, that all 20 Premier League clubs had agreed that from the start of the 2026-2027 season, there are going to be no more clubs having gambling companies as front of shirt sponsors in the Premier League. Now, of course, this will directly affect 8 of the 20 clubs who have gambling companies as front of shirt sponsors. And I, for one, am a fan of this ban, as at one point, as recently as I think 2018, if memory serves correctly, literally half the league's front of shirt sponsors were betting companies. So the decision was announced following discussions involving the Premier League club, the Premier League itself, all 20 clubs, and crucially the Department of Culture, Media and Sport, as the government is continuing to review gambling legislation, which is interesting in itself. Now, the Premier League is the first to do this voluntarily in terms of a ban, as Serie A have had this in place since new laws were passed in Italy in 2019, so they were forced, and La Liga have had these restrictions in place since the start of the 2021-2022 season. But as mentioned, neither of those leagues did it voluntarily. But to me, though, the odd thing is this part of the announcement, and I quote, clubs will be able to continue to have gambling companies on shirt sleeves of the kit and on LED advertising around the stadiums and on the stadiums as well, just not as the prominent sponsor on the front of the shirt. And this is weird to me because you can still advertise all around the stadium, even still on the shirts technically, but only on the sleeves. So the visibility is, to me, basically unaffected. And I get that the 8 clubs sponsored by gambling companies and those deals are worth about £60 million a season all in. But this is more than about just money. I mean, there are a lot of people struggling with gambling addictions, more on that a bit later, not just in regular life, but in football as well. And I'll get onto the Ivan Toney situation shortly in regards to this. But the ubiquitous nature of these companies around the game so many watch is not a good thing. And to me, it should have been a blanket ban on gambling companies. To me, the Premier League and the Football Association, the FA, should have had the balls to come out and do a blanket ban on gambling companies when it comes to football. Instead of this quarter-hearted bullshit version of a ban that really and truly won't have any real impact, because as said, we'll still be able to see the same gambling ads on TV before and during matches. We'll still see the same advertising on hoardings, etc. But for me, one of the sad things is that gambling has been a blight on the game for a long time, and not just domestically. And you only have to look at match fixing, spot fixing, and how deep these go in terms of how many players are involved in those. And sometimes it's more than just players. Like, sometimes it actually goes to the hierarchy of clubs. Look at Calciopoli. Look at that whole scandal. The game as a whole, The game of football as a whole needs to do more to get rid of the plague of gambling. But like governmental corruption, and football, remember, is a microcosm of society, as long as those in the game and those in it are in bed with and making big money from gambling companies, they'll continue to serve them no matter what the cost. So it's a blight that's not going to disappear. As said, though, gambling addiction is a major problem for regular people like me and you, but also players struggle with it. Look at Paul Merson and his struggles. And as I've said on a previous episode of the Straight Shooting View, a lot of players, especially nowadays, have a lot of money, but also a lot of time. And remember that old saying, the devil makes work for idle thumps. And these gambling apps, etc., are very easy to install and start rolling on. And gambling is addictive. Chasing that next win, thinking that next bet will be a winner. And next thing you know, you're in thousands of pounds of debt, potentially to people you wouldn't want to owe a pound to, like, let alone thousands. Cast your minds back, actually, or even watch my review of Fever Pitch Rise of the Premier League series, where I discuss Keith Gillespie when he was playing for Newcastle and the issues that he had with gambling. And that should serve as a cautionary tale. I think it was episode 2. But it seems that it hasn't been for some. Which nicely brings me on to Ivan Toney, who on May 17th, 2023, was banned from all football activity for 8 months for multiple breaches of the Premier League and FA gambling rules. Now, initially, my first thoughts on this were that it will be interesting to see if this gets appealed, because it's a lot easier to get caught doing anything wrong. Plus, with what he's earning, and the position he's in, why risk it? I mean, 232 breaches, originally 262, is a hell of a lot. It's not just like 2 or 3. But my Pitch Talk co-host, Coach JBK, had an interesting angle on it. Because he said initially, eight months is too much in my opinion. I can understand 3 to 5 months, but this just reeks of injustice. Which did make me think a bit. But I did mention to him that it'll be interesting to see what he was betting on and if he'd been warned. If he'd been warned, then the punishment is fair dues. But if he hadn't been warned, there's an argument that it's harsh, plausible deniability. And also there is the question of, did he know the rules? Because the rules are pretty clear. And I quote, betting on football is banned worldwide for all players, managers, coaches, club staff, directors and licensed agents involved in the game within the Premier League, the EFL, National League, Women's Super League, Women's Championship and the Northern and Southern Isthmian Leagues. So 232 breaches, I said originally 262, is pretty damning. But if he didn't know the rules or wasn't warned or told, it seems like he could have been stitched up to an extent. And whoever wanted to get him waited for the number of breaches to mount up. It's kind of like suing someone for stealing a copyrighted idea or copyrighted material. You want them to make millions, so you wait and then you pounce instead of pouncing at the start, because then you know they've got something to lose. And you know you've got something you can get from them. I mean, Coach JBK also brought up a few other interesting points when he said that also, was it him or did they put the bets in his name? So it could have been his friends, for instance. There's a case to be had there, because I feel like this is a friend who was just using his contacts to get a bookie's bet on each time, and unfortunately it came to pass. I think two of the bets was when he would play for England and if he would be a sub or a starter for his first game. And Coach JBK goes on to say, players don't have that type of silliness going on now for that to happen. Paul Merson's generation was literally the last to go to a betting shop at 2:45 p.m. and then play a game at 3 p.m. In this generation, to do that, all you would have to do is go onto your phone, place a bet 15 minutes before the start of the game. And JBK said as well, nowadays us coaches say no phones as soon as you arrive at the venue of the game, and then put on a bet before playing. So it's very easy to do, but it's a difficult one to understand. And if it is all his, then JBK has said he'd have no idea why this would be what he chooses to do with his money, when a breach like this will destroy his future prospects if a top team wanted to sign him, with all due respect to Brentford, of course. So just in those quotes, there's some really interesting points from my Pitch Talk co-host JBK. And interestingly enough, he mentioned Paul Merson. And as mentioned as well, after he did, Merson had some interesting quotes of his own come out versus via various media outlets. And I had a look at them and totally agreed. And Paul Merson, he said about Ivan Toney, he shouldn't be getting banned. It's the worst addiction in the world. A ban ain't going to help anybody. It ain't going to help him. These people ain't got a clue. They all sit behind their desks and don't have a clue about the brain, and they just go, oh, we'll do this, we'll do that. And Merson also went on to say as well, they need to talk to people. He's a top talented footballer, and for the next 6 to 8 months, he's going to be able to do, he's not going to be able to do anything. Now, of course, Paul Merson has been there, done it, got the t-shirt, got the battle scars himself in regards to gambling addiction throughout the years. And him delivering an impassioned defence of Brentford forward Ivan Toney just wasn't a surprise in my book. And I said, I agree with him. Because now, in theory, Ivan Toney has nothing to do for 8 months, as he's banned from all football activity in this country, in England. So if he is struggling with a gambling addiction, this can only make matters worse. Because imagine he was gambling this much whilst playing Premier League football and doing well for Brentford, potentially at the peak of his powers. Now he will have a lot more time on his hands. And as I record this, Brentford have reportedly wanted to offer him a new contract, which to an extent makes sense, as he's their star asset and they believe in him and they want to show that. But the other side of it, as a business, they want a return on their investment. So as a business, they might want to insert an escape clause, where if this happens again, they can terminate. Maybe. But Paul Merson and Coach JBK, I think we're on to a point about Toney needing help for a potential addiction. Because imagine being at the peak of your powers, as I just mentioned, playing for a Premier League side, and you could potentially get a big move soon, maybe make the England squad, nearly did for the World Cup, but risking it all for a few bets when you don't need the money. It is strange, and it feels like something deeper than a few bets here and there just to pass the time. I mean, this isn't like Sam Allardyce potentially accepting bunks. It has also been reported, as I record this, that the FA are considering going to FIFA to upgrade the ban to a worldwide one. So, bypassing UEFA and the European ban, but going straight to the world governing body. And this, to me, like what Coach JBK has said and Paul Merson has said, doesn't help the situation at all if Ivan Toney does have a gambling addiction. I'm not saying he does or doesn't, I don't know. Because punishment isn't rehab. And if you have an addiction, you need rehab. So hopefully the FA don't try to make a statement by trying to basically bury Ivan Toney's career. Hopefully they'll work with him to get him the help he needs if he's got an addiction. Also though, to round out, it must be said that this is what the PFA is for. I'd like to see them come out and offer Ivan Toney some counselling and support if he admits he has an addiction, as nobody should face addiction alone. Speaking of being alone, the opposite of that. I'd like to thank my Pitch Talk co-host, Coach JBK, for allowing me to quote him in this, actually. And I'd like to know your views. Is Ivan Toney's 8-month ban for 232 breaches of gambling rules harsh? Should the FA and the Premier League be looking to help, rather than just dropping draconian punishments? And should the PFA be stepping in to support the player in this situation? You know what? I have been straight shooting LJA, and I said I'd like to know your views on it. www.pitch-talk.com is the official website for everything Pitch Talk. You can catch our podcasts there as well. You can listen to our podcast via our website. Also, youtube.com/pitch talk is where you can find the Pitch Talk videos. Legacy content, new content, it's all there on YouTube. All the video materials are on there. Also, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, so many other places. Wherever you pick up your podcast is where you can pick up the Pitch Talk podcast. Also, you can pick up our RSS feed on our website as well and add it to your podcast player. Make it easy. Every time that updates, you will be updated too. Also, facebook.com/pitch talk. Become a friend of the group. Join the footballing revolution we are working so hard to create. At Pitch Talk on Twitter. Tweet with us, follow us, see what we're up to. At Pitch Talk on Instagram. Vlog previews, images, and much, much more on our Instagram page. Also our TikTok page. We are at Pitch Talk on TikTok. We're on Reddit as well. Join the conversation. Oh, so many places where we are as well. Wherever you are is where you can find us. You know what? I have been straight shooting LJA, and until next time, take care, peeps, and I will see you next time on the Straight Shooting View. Thanks for joining me again, peeps.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution.
Check out the official Pitch Talk website,
www.pitch-talk.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Pitch Talk.
We are fans of football, dropping vlogs, videos and podcasts on the beautiful game.
Check out our videos on YouTube and Instagram's IGTV,
including special feature segments,
5 minutes with the G,
the Straight Shooting View,
coaching with JBK. We produce, record and edit video content
and audio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Verbal, Podomatic,
Anchor,
Spotify
and other podcast platforms.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
and www.pitch-talk.com.
The pitch is where we eat.
The pitch is where we sleep.
And the pitch is where we talk. I can see you now.